Right now, let's switch over to Mike Causey in sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
A good first game in the Yankee-Red Sox series.
Yeah, 3-2. Good pitched game on both sides. Good play on both sides, offensively and defensively. It was a good game.
They're both. They are really both two good young teams. It appears.
Right now, they are.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, and pretty well matched as well.
I think the Yankees lineup's better than Boston's.
I think their pitching's better than the Yankees.
I don't know about that either. Huh. I mean, anytime you got Price as a dependable starter, you're not too good.
All right. Well, anyway, so the Yankees.
And I'd match up Sale with Severino, so I think they're pretty even, and the Yankees' pen is deeper than Boston's.
All right. Well, anyways, the game two is tonight in that. What else? Did the Mets win last night, didn't they?
Are you kidding?
Oh, no, they won the day before.
Yeah, they lost last night. They lost last night to the Juggernaut Reds.
Okay.
7-2. So another loss. But the Mets traded Matt Harvey.
Yeah, to Cincinnati?
To the Reds.
Yeah.
For a catcher that can't hit.
Well, a pitcher that can't pitch for a catcher that can't hit.
There you go. And you hear them saying, oh, maybe Harvey just needs a change of scenery. Maybe he needs this. Maybe he needs an arm that can throw him better than a 92-mile-an-hour flat fastball. That's what he needs.
Yeah.
But Harvey's shot. He's 29. He had two major surgeries. I mean, he's had some bad luck as far as that goes. But he didn't do a lot to protect himself as far as getting himself back into shape. It is what it is. I mean, that irreplaceable Met staff that everybody talked about 4 years ago is very replaceable now. So one's gone, and there might be a few more to follow.
All right. Where else do you want?
And last night, Vargas, oh, my God. This is the next guy that needs to be on the outbound train. He pitched four innings last night, six hits, four runs, all earned, lowered his ERA to 13.86. Major league pitcher, huh?
Hey, there was a no-hitter. It seems to me there's a lot of no-hitters lately in Major League Baseball.
There was one yesterday.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. There's been three, but they usually come in bunches. But there was one last night, and it was a legit no-hitter as the pitcher went nine innings, and Paxton no-hit the Blue Jays yesterday. So a real no-hitter, not by committee. Yesterday, 99 pitches thrown. I'm sure he's not going to turn into salt after this game. His arm will be fine. And the Blue Jays get no hit. Seattle's playing pretty decent baseball.
Well, and Toronto and the Blue Jays are not an easy team to no hit. They're a pretty good hitting team.
You're remembering the old Blue Jays.
Yeah, I get you right.
I mean, that lineup's gone. Encarnacion's in Cleveland. Batista's gone. That lineup's not the same lineup that it used to be. It's a pretty weak lineup.
All right.
But, yeah, they're no hit. And like I said, the Mariners are playing good ball. The Angels got off to that good start and slumped, and so did the Astros. So now you got a three-team race out west. The Astros are in first place by a half game over the Angels, and the Mariners are sitting there in third place. So it's a competitive Western division this year.
All right, so maybe all year long in the West and the East will have a competitive race. That would be nice to see.
The East is yet to be seen. I still say what I said in the beginning of the year. The Red Sox aren't that good that the Yankees should run away with the Eastern Division. So the Yankees had a seven and a half game lead on them not too long ago, and the Yankees are playing out of their minds, made up that seven games real quick. The Yankees aren't going to play this way the entire year, but I just think that the Yankees are a better team than Boston.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports now?
Where else can we go?
I don't know. Hockey?
Hockey, we're dormant until Thursday. Thursday night, the last series finishes up with Nashville and Winnipeg. Like I said the other day, that Winnipeg had their shot, win game six at home to ice this thing. Didn't do it, got beat 4-0. Now they have to go to Nashville, which is a tough place to play in, and win a game seven. The Jets are up against the door. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we could talk about NASCAR.
NASCAR?
NASCAR, Dave.
Do they have to pay $3 a gallon for gas, too?
They pay more than that, actually. NASCAR Dave is funny. He hosts our Sunday afternoon show. And he's a big, of course, a big NASCAR fan. He gets a kick out of you in the morning. He really does.
Hey, people like it. That's, you know, that's why they have vanilla and chocolate ice cream. You go with what you like. I just don't. It doesn't interest me, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't interest other people.
All right, we're getting ready for the Players' Championship in golf. It doesn't interest you.
I think the Jamaican Cricket Championships are starting. I'll watch that instead of golf. Hey, let me get my pizza back. What championship is it?
For who?
For golf.
I think it's the Players.
The Players' Championship,
so.
You
said?
I
think so.
I'll double up your pizza. Tiger Woods don't win.
I don't know. I'm not going to bet this.
Oh, all of a sudden,
I'm not going to bet in golf that he's going to win. It's different. It's different in
golf. He'll win the Ritz Cracker Open somewhere in November, and he'll be blowing a trumpet.
That's right. Well, at least I can't play the Yankees win if he wins a golf tournament. Maybe I can get John Sterling to record Tiger Wins.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know who's not winning is the Dodgers. They're 15 and 20.
Boy, they got problems with injuries as well.
15 and 20.
Yeah, amazing.
The Diamondbacks beat them yesterday, and Diamondbacks are 9 games ahead of the Dodgers right now. I know it's only May 9th, but they're 9 games ahead of the Dodgers right now, and it doesn't look like the Dodgers are going to put a streak on like the Yankees to get back in it.
You know what's interesting, and in baseball, you take a look at all the different at all the different standings, okay? And if you go and you take a look, the Marlins actually are into double figures already. They're 13 and 22. They're only 5 games behind the Mets. And
well, they probably played the Mets 9 times. That's probably why.
They're 6-4 in their last 10.
Okay, here's what we can do. The Marlins are 5.5 games behind the Mets.
Yep.
How long will it be until they're tied?
Let's see. Well, here's their record over the past 10. The Marlins are 6-4. The Mets are 2-8. So let's just say they continue to go the way they're going.
That'll take 2 weeks.
It'll take a week and a half to 2 weeks, yeah. That'll be embarrassing if that happens.
Embarrassing. They got to invent a new word for that one. Wow.
I know. That'd be terrible. And Stanton got 2 home runs last night.
That's how the Yankees won.
Yeah.
He had 2 homers. He hit one early, hit one late. Judge got a base hit with a couple guys on, knocked one guy in. The other one got thrown out at the plate. The Red Sox had opportunities with guys on base, and they couldn't capitalize. The big thing with the Yankees is Robertson, who they got from the White Sox last year, who was pitching awful for Chicago. He's pitching lights out. That's a big difference for them.
Yeah. All right, there. I'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll see if we can dig up something else to talk about other than the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yeah, let's dig up something to get rid of this pollen, huh?
Yeah. I'll try.
Oh my God, it's killing me.
Well, you see, the pollen's killing you. You know what I had to do this morning? I was part of a campaign to vote against the budget, and we lost by, close, like 68 votes over the 6 towns. But I had to go. I had to go around and pick up. I put out 28 yard signs.
And you actually pick them up?
Well, if you put them out, you got to pick them up.
Well, you're supposed to, but over here when they stick them out, you see 500 on a corner. They're dealt till Christmas.
That's what I don't like. That's why I went out early this morning, and I got 22 of the 28, and 6 people stole the other signs, thank God. Well, that was good, so I didn't have to get those other 6 signs. 6 people stole them. I didn't have to get out of the car. So I got a bunch of plastic signs in the back of my car if anybody wants them.
You know what I love about these school board elections and passing budgets and whatnot? 9 times out of 10, the only time that people know about it are the people that work in the school that are told to go vote for it. the general public knows very little of it. They keep it on a hush-hush.
Well, here's that. It lost by like 60 votes, okay? There's one town in the district, Salisbury, that always votes heavily. Salisbury voted in favor of the budget. I think it was 268 to 100. So that wow. one town provided the victory for the rest of the
Where
district.
Most of the teachers must live.
I don't know what it is, but Salisbury always does that. So
I bet you if you do a demographic, I bet you the teachers live in Salisbury more than anywhere else.
Well, all I can tell you is this: it's the last time I give up. I'm leaving Salisbury alone. I've tried three different times. I'm going to leave them alone. They're off my list from now on.
They're hopeless.
God bless them. I know, really, they know how to run an election. God bless them. That's the last time I put signs up in Salisbury.
They send those mailers out with $5 in it for a vote.
They don't even send mailers out. They do telephone calls. It's a telephone list that they have. And everybody, I mean, they're really well organized there. I give them credit. I do. You can't break through in that town.
Maybe everybody in Salisbury gets a Salisbury steak.
Maybe. Or it's not going to be a Trump steak, I can tell you that.
No.
Hey, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Mike Flint, this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.